I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. Okay, welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Content Toolbox. Today, I am excited to introduce you to a friend of mine that I have met through some of those online coaching things I've been talking about. And she is absolutely fantastic and on a very similar line to what we have been doing. So I can't wait for you guys to hear from another agency owner. It's going to be exciting. All right, I want to introduce you to Miss Olga.
Hello.
Welcome, hello. Welcome.
So much for having me. This is exciting.
Awesome. So I know I just introduced you as another agency owner, and when we've talked before, I know that's what you're doing. So let's just talk about like kind of how you got involved and what you're doing now. I want to make sure I teed you up correctly.
I guess in today's world, we don't really have some guidelines for what you call one business or another, right? That's why we're entrepreneurs. We're free spirits. We get to do whatever we want, and we get to call it whatever we want.
So true. Yes.
But I got into online world back in 2011 when I first started to take courses and classes. Well, basically, I would say info business. I got into info business as a student when from the get-go, I attended 16 different 3 days in 2 years. And got to know the event industry very, very closely as a student and then as coordinator for some of those events. And my favorite class through those events was marketing class. And little did I know when I was sitting in that class for the first time in January 2012 that this will become my thing, and I'll become a marketer myself, and I will be helping people with that. Actually, not long ago, my very first marketing teacher made a comment on one of my social channels saying that, "Well, I remember you in my classes. You were so annoying with all of those questions. I'm so happy you became a monster."
That's fantastic.
Isn't it the best compliment you can get from your trainer that you're a monster?
You're like, yeah, I am.
Yeah. So since then, I tried myself in different things. I first had a virtual agency, and we worked strictly with real estate investors. And we focused on lead generation, automating processes, building websites, doing some social media marketing on a very, very low scale back then. Back when you could just post quote cards like once a week and get thousands of followers because nobody posted anything and people just had no idea how to use it yet.
Right.
And that was a lot of fun. But at the same time, simultaneously, I was doing real estate myself. So I was, you know, like very hands-on figuring out like what's working for me and translating it into my services to the clients. And then I got introduced to a woman who was doing events in the same real estate investing industry. So she was the educator on that side. So I was working strictly with investors who were generating leads and purchasing property or other different things. We worked with so many different types. And this woman was particularly in info business. So she did some investing, but she was very heavy on info. And that was my first exposure to like really running an organization like that. I came on as a director of operations and I stayed there for a year and a half running one of the biggest real estate investor associations in Washington, D.C., helping her with the events, webinars, got introduced to ClickFunnels through working on her webinars and stuff. And the rest is history. Those guys sent me an email coming over to this event and 50,000 later, I'm here in front of you.
Sucks us all in. It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so what are you focusing on now?
Right now, my focus is I don't have a niche in terms of the clients who we work with, but we do help mostly people with info businesses and e-commerce businesses with multiple different avenues. We started off as marketing agency, mostly social media. And now we grew into having the funnel building piece. And what I'm most proud about is the project management piece. So we help clients to either bring their own project manager on the team if they have budget for that and the needs for that for a full-time project manager. Or we have a database of those shared PMs where they can tap into our resource and basically get a PM for a couple hours a day or even a couple hours a week at certain cases. And for example, when they have lunch, they may have way more hours than they normally need. So that's where this shared space kind of works out great for those that can't have that project manager on a full time, but also need it because everybody is transitioning online now. And you need to have online marketing strategies implemented regardless of whether you know what you're doing or don't know what you're doing. So that's where people bring us and we help them with it.
Super interesting. I love it. And the project management, so important. I love that you're doing that. So, okay, there's a lot of things that you just said in there. So I want to dive into some of it, okay? First of all, let's talk about some of the content that you're doing. Cause I know, like, you guys, I follow Olga on different social channels and this girl is very prolific. She is always posting. It's amazing. So talk to us a little bit about how are you using social media and then how else are you communicating with prospects and things? And then we'll keep going.
Well, thank you for saying that I'm always posting because I feel like I'm falling off every here and there because, you know, like you get sucked into a new project and next thing you know, you haven't posted for a couple of weeks. Well, to me, social media is first and foremost place where I hang out with people I like. So I don't necessarily like the political part of it or...
So nobody does.
That controversial part of it, but a lot of people come there for news and conversations around news. I come there to see my peers, amazing people that I met through different networking events and mastermind programs that I've been a part of. And many of them have become clients, many of them have become friends. And that's where I get to do some research, ask questions about what people are looking for, what they need right now. And I get my questions answered. So I turn to those communities a lot of times for my own struggles. And that's my main use. So I'm very active in the conversational social media. I try to be active in publishing and lead generation, but I do treat it more like a non-negotiable place to be in order to stay in contact with all of the important people.
it's amazing. I mean, that's what it's ideally was originally invented for, social channels, was to stay connected to people. So that's awesome. So when you are bringing people through, so if you do, as you're connecting with people and they're like, hey, Olga, like, how do I find out more? What does your communication flow look like there? Do you have a system that you run people through?
Absolutely, yes. So first of all, I have my profiles on all social channels optimized the way that people can find my website. And on my website, I offer them to schedule a 15-minute call with me, a discovery call where we hop on and quickly understand what their needs are and if I'm the right person to help them or not. And if not, then most of the times I have somebody in my network that I can recommend them to. And if they are, then we move forward down the funnel.
Yeah. I love it. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to in this lockdown world right now that like so many people are finding effectiveness and moving back to that, like away from the general masses of I'm just going to bring people in on a funnel and drop them into an automated sequence. Instead, like I'm just going to get on a call with them. I'm just going to get face to face and talk and find out what you need. I love it.
Yeah. And that's where I am. Like, I'm not selling info products myself because that's where it's mostly needed, the automation. And in my situation, I really need to talk to those people because, you know, I didn't start this crazy startup journey to work with people that I don't want to work with. Like, that's what the jobs are for.
True. Yes. So true. Okay, so speaking of the people that you, this perfect transition, thank you for teeing that up. So the people that you are working with. So let's talk about some of the things that you're doing with them, because you talked a lot about like you're helping them with social, you're helping them with funnels. So how are you kind of like weaving in like a communication path for them?
Yeah, we help with a lot of different things. So I call that with fancy name marketing strategy, and we do all kinds of things. So we help basically with the lead generation process and whatever that entails. And we help with product launches as well. So basically those things come together, they marry, and we have the lead generation on the front end, nurture, conversion into a certain list. And from there, we help to, you know, create launches, build funnels, develop membership sites, basically everything on the delivery side. So we go through all five, what we call main business stages, through lead generation, nurture, conversion, delivery, and retention. And yep. We make sure that all of those five are being tackled at all times.
Yep. Good for you, because that is absolutely like, it's so important to focus on the customer journey. And I know, like me personally, in working with people, I saw that there's a lot of businesses that don't look at the whole journey. And once you get systems in place that help all of those things, it's like, it seems to make such a big difference in the continuity and ultimately the ROI of the business.
Yeah. And to me, it's really important to look at the whole picture as well, because I have made a mistake before taking on just certain pieces of it. And I learned very quickly that if I don't have access to all other aspects of this business, and if I don't have a say in it, the things that I do may just not be working at all, because it's an ecosystem and it just has to be done all together. We can't just take one piece or another and say this is going to be enough for the business growth. And my goal is not to just sell a service, but actually help to grow the business so the owner can live the lifestyle they have imagined for themselves and they deserve for making this world a better place. So when you're in a support role for this type of people, like, you have a huge responsibility to make sure that you're doing your best to provide that customer journey like you just talked about.
Yeah. 1,000%. There's so many amazing businesses out there. It's fun to be able to work with them and help them discover their potential. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So project management. So you also talked about project management. So are you training project managers and then bringing them up as to be able to be used as that shared resource or share, what did you call it?
I said something like shared space.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just to give you an analogy of how it works, right? Like a shared space. The project managers, I actually partner with certified OBMs, online business managers.
Awesome.
I went through that certification myself, and I keep on working on developing the relationships with people in the community. And also, I keep talking to them and interviewing them and finding those that we have similar values with, similar visions. So those are all certified OBMs. So they definitely gone through some special training on the project management. We also do a lot of front-end organization and technical setup because a lot, like most people miss that stuff and not everybody's techy, or I should say almost nobody.
I know. There's a few rare of us that are. It's like.
Yeah. So people need help with the simplest thing, like the Google Suite setup, and then with Shopify and WordPress sites and all of the like CRMs and proposals. And like we had one big project on the customer service system installation where our clients had a lot of phone calls and they still handled them all on their own. So we had to take the client out of the job of the customer service rep and give them the team to handle it, the system to handle it, and create the training for those people who will come to replace them. So, you know, something like this can take 2 to 3 months easily just to set up a system like that. So we'll look at every business individually and we see what are those immediate needs where we can replace our client with tools or team members and really get them in the role where they get the biggest buck for their time.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. I'm going to get super tactical. You ready? Because everybody loves the tactical stuff. Project management software. What are your favorites?
Oh, my goodness. Good question. Okay. Are you ready for this? This is a super, like, this is a secret that nobody knows.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Take notes. It's the one that you're going to use.
I totally agree.
All of them are very similar. All of them are missing something that you particularly are going to need. And it really depends on how many team members, who is going to be using it. And a lot of times I realize that it's going to be just the project manager who is going to be using it.
Yep.
Nobody else will ever look at it outside of those strategic meetings where when she shares a screen and points out those things.
Yep.
So it's going to be up to project, unless the client has a certain tool that they want to be using, it's going to be up to the project manager to choose her favorite.
Yep. Totally agree. I love that answer. Cause yeah, isn't it so funny how people just get like so wrapped up in like, oh, what tool do I need? What software? And they just like spend days, months, years, like stuck in, well, I have to pick the right tool, when really it doesn't matter. It's whichever one you're going to use. And then you can change it later. Like,
I've worked with people that do great with Google Sheets. And honestly, I still love my Google Sheets. Like I have my budgets in Google Sheets. I have my goals, like 30, 60, 90 day goals. Everything is in Google Sheets. Mm-hmm. And that layout works for me best when I'm on my own, when I'm just processing those things. It's easier for me to look at it this way. But then when we move into the conversation with the team, then we internally use Trello. We're kind of old school.
I love it that Trello is old school now.
Yeah. I've been using it for almost a decade now.
Yeah.
And I hear more and more people talk about ClickUp being way better than Trello. Yeah. I only worked with it on a couple of projects, and there's still a learning curve for me. But yeah, those two tools I'll mention today.
Awesome. Absolutely. Okay. So let's talk about content. So we talked about project management stuff. Let's talk about actual content. So what is your process for extracting the messaging that you need out of your clients in order to be able to use it in social or funnels or whatever?
So we have a couple different processes. So there are clients that will publish and there are clients that won't publish.
Yes.
No matter what you do, like, you can threaten their life and they will still not go record anything.
So true. Yes.
So for people that are publishing and can follow a framework, we love to do podcasts. And I recently started to learn YouTube as well. So somewhere since April, we started to use YouTube a lot and learning how it works and even seeing the first progress in the last 2-3 months.
Awesome.
Yes. And then we take that video and we transcribe it and we create an article and we create some social media posts and graphics. We create an IGTV and some micro clips and audiograms. So all kinds of fun things that can be then posted on different social channels. And voila. And for people that won't publish, we have to get on the interviews and actually create a story inventory where we would, you know, list all of those things that they would talk about and record interviews and then go through the same process or get them to be interviewed on other different channels. Yep. And this is actually one of those things that I really love seeing clients do, is going on other podcasts, on other shows and being interviewed, because that's the least effort, at least like it's least preparation effort, and you still get those stories. You still get that content that we can then use.
Yep. 1000% agree. Love it. Okay. So biggest mistakes that you have seen people make in their business.
All right. As long as I'm not talking about mine.
Right. Right. Because we never make any mistakes.
No. One of the things that I keep seeing entrepreneurs do is not starting to delegate. They play the superhero game until they crash and burn.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they learn the software, they go study social media, they do all kinds of things, like learn all these different technical skills. And that literally paralyzes them from being in their comfort zone, not comfort zone, genius zone, and creating what they're supposed to be creating.
Yeah.
So that's what hurts me probably the most. And I know that a lot of times when I bring that up, people will say, oh, I don't have time to hire somebody because it's a pain in the butt process and everybody got hurt with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't have budget to hire. And those are my favorite things to hear, because I always have, you know, good things to say. It's like, you know, you can't afford not to, right? Like when I see a business at 300,000 revenue, where they've been for the last 5 years, and they've been in business for 6. So they grew from 0 to 300 in 1 year. And then they've been stuck in the same number for 5 years. Like, that is an obvious issue with the owners of being the bottleneck.
Mm, absolutely true. Yep. Oh, love it. Okay. And in terms of messaging, however people are using their messaging or not using their messaging, what are some, I'd say, maybe trends or like mistake kind of trends that you've seen?
Well, I think at this point, everybody hates salesy people. And I keep getting those messages. Oh, hi, thanks for accepting my friend request. Now join my group.
Yeah.
This is a great example of what not to do. like maybe there is one or two people left in the world that haven't received this type of message, and they'll be impressed that you copied and pasted a message. But most people, especially professionals, are not going to like that.
Yep.
So this is what I call an automation fail.
I love it. Automation fail. Yep. Yes.
Hire a virtual assistant to copy paste messages for you until you get freaking blocked.
Yep. Awesome. Okay. So let me ask you also this. I love this question. What is one of the most surprising things that has happened to you personally since you started on the journey of owning your own business?
Oh my gosh. This is not an easy answer. What is the most surprising thing that happened in a decade, basically?
One of. How's that? One of. Just pick one.
Okay, I have one. If you told me 10 years ago that I will be dumping thousands and thousands of dollars on some schooling and I'll be flying across the country to sit in some hotel room and not see the city at all, and I'll do this over and over and over again, I would be like, what the heck? Like, why would I be traveling across the country and not seeing the cities? So this is an interesting discovery. Yeah. As an entrepreneur, you see a lot of airports and hotels, right? But not so much of the cities.
That is so funny. I hadn't actually thought about it. It's totally true. It's like, oh yeah, I've been there. Which, oh no, I didn't actually see the city. Just this hotel.
I have a selfie at the airport. Show me. Or, you know, like when you drive through the country and I'm like sitting there with my phone waiting to, oh, wait, past the Texas. There it goes. I'm in Texas now. Oh, wait, West Virginia. Yeah, I've been to West Virginia.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I love that. Okay, so Olga, if people want to get more information about you or any of the programs that you just talked about, where can we send them?
Well, I am active on all social, well, not all social channels, but I am pretty active on Facebook and Instagram. It's Olga Fomenko. I have the same handle on all other social channels. It's Olgi Fomenko. And my website is olgafomenko.com. So it should be pretty simple to find me.
Awesome. I'm really sure that those are included here for you guys. And you guys, I talked to Olga about this before we actually started recording. So she's going to give us a little something special to include in the resource area. Good access to. It's going to be awesome.
I have mentioned this while we were talking about what are the things that we do with clients that aren't crazy about publishing, maybe just working on their messaging. I love having people interviewed on other podcasts. And we have a little process that we're using to set people up to go speak on other podcasts. And it's not only good for those that are scared of publishing, although it's really, really good that you, it is two people and you get to be interviewed and you get to share your message with, like, borrow other people's audiences and things like that. But it's also great for those that are launching, like if you're launching a book, and you need to tap into other people's audiences. We have a great masterclass that is free, that is a recording that you can go get access to real quick. And it comes with the step-by-step guide of how to set it up yourself and basically hire a VA to help you go find those speaking opportunities.
Mm. That is fantastic and so necessary because, yeah, I think, I mean, I've seen the exact same thing with clients that we've worked with is no matter if you're publishing or not, one of the most important things that you can do is leverage other people's audiences. And you get into that by being a great storyteller and a great presenter. So fine tuning your own message and then being able to do that. Love it. So necessary. So you guys make sure that you go and grab that. We'll include a link, but Olga's going to let us include it in the content toolbox resource area. So make sure that you grab a copy of that. All right, Ms. Olga, before we close out here, is there anything else that you would like to share as parting advice?
Well, my advice is the same advice that I give myself every day, especially on those days when I don't feel like getting out of bed and doing the work, when resistance hits me the most. I always remember that somebody's life depends on whether I speak today or I choose to shut up, because there's somebody out there that is waiting for your solution. And I believe in competition. I believe that the creator gave us our voice and gave us our talent so we can serve those that need us, and there's enough for everyone. So that's why the usage of marketing and content creation and social media, all of those things are so dear to me, because this is the opportunity to spread this message and to serve the kingdom where we're living and do what we're meant to do.
Awesome. I love it. So big takeaways from this entire interview that I have is no more excuses. Get connected. And join groups so you can meet other people and delegate.
Yes, I love it. Delegate.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show, Olga. I really do appreciate it. It's so much fun to talk with another agency owner and see like so many of the same things that we ran into as an agency as well. So awesome.
Thank you for inviting me. It is always a pleasure to see your beautiful face. And I so hope we get to do it in person very, very soon.
Me as well.
I will be seeing you on the social media.
Yep, all over the place. Awesome. Thank you so much again, Olga. I really appreciate it. And you guys, make sure you check out the content toolbox and go check out Olga's page at olgafomenko.com and get involved where you need. Delegate away. Awesome. Thanks again.